Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn down to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we're going to be having a giveaway for four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show. Big shout out to all my new listeners who are turning into KKZZ for the very first time. I was on KVTA over the weekend doing a two-hour best of show and attracted some new listeners over. Thank you so much for your comments on my website, and I look forward to having you as regular guests on the weekday show as well. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is power. Each of my guests will discuss a form of power, whether it's personal power, political power, or corporate power. My first guest is a founding partner at a consulting firm dedicated to unlocking women's paths to power and helping organizations move forward. We'll discuss her latest book, Break Your Own Rules. My second guest is a former candidate for the Ventura City Council and a political gadfly. He'll handicap the upcoming Ventura City Council elections. And my third guest is the CEO of Loyalty 360. He'll help us understand the three layers of customer loyalty to drive satisfaction and retention. And if you want to call in and ask a question or join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Catherine Heath, is a PhD. She's a founding partner of Flynn Heath Holt Leadership. That is abbreviated FHHL for short. The firm's goal is to move women and organizations forward faster. She serves as a developer of leadership programs, a coach, and a training designer. Before she co-founded FHHL, Catherine was a senior vice president and director of First University at the nation's fourth largest bank, which was First Union's, now part of Wells Fargo, where her inventive and results-oriented approach won her numerous awards in the field of learning and development. At First Union, Catherine centralized the training. She expanded the tools and channels both on-site and remotely, and she increased the training hours per person exponentially during a period of explosive growth. Joining us from Virginia, welcome to the show, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you so much for being our guest. I love to have thought leaders like yourself. Here are just some statistics that should interest my audience. Fewer than 17% of top leadership positions in the Fortune 500 companies are held by female executives. Just slightly over 10% of the Dow 30 companies are held by women. DuPont, Kraft, HP, and most recently IBM are all led by women. Yet CNN reports that women-led Fortune 500 companies are more profitable and better suited for growth in the 21st century. Now, you and your cohorts at FHHL have stated that it's your goal to have at least 30% of the top spots held by female executives in Fortune 500 companies. That's a big gap from where we are today. How can women bridge the gap and fill more of these leadership positions in business, Catherine?
In our new book, Break Your Own Rules, we talk about that, and we talk about our research where we have interviewed 1,700 people about women and why they're not making it to the top, and there were six themes. And we go through those themes in the book and explain what we think is holding women back. One of those is that women don't like being politically savvy. We don't think women ought to be a ruthless politician. But a lot of times women think that being political in the workplace is lacking in integrity and sleazy, and they don't want to do it. And our coaching and our interviews has said they've got to do it. They've got to build coalitions. They've got to influence people. And we feel like if women would change just slightly that and break a few of their rules in their thinking, that they will be more successful. We don't want them to be somebody they're not. We don't want them to violate their integrity. But just a slight change, and that would get much better results.
Well, you did highlight six rules, and we'll come back and talk about those rules in just a minute. But it's interesting, you picked the one that I found both surprising and surprised me the most. I mean, first of all, I was surprised because I thought that women were politically savvy about their roles. They're certainly better about building coalitions. They're better with their interpersonal relationship. So it surprised me a little bit there. But it also didn't surprise me that women are not good at gauging business politics. So they may be great in a social situation in terms of building coalitions and being politically savvy, but in business, they're not. Where does that gap fall down? Where, you know, how can a woman be good at a cocktail party and schmoozing and building relationships there and yet be bad in business doing essentially the same thing?
Well, what I think goes on is women, we build relationships, but we don't like to trade on them. It's almost like we get all these relationships, we get frequent flyer miles, but we don't use them. We won't call up a friend and say, will you introduce me to somebody? And a guy will do that in a minute. And in order to be successful in big corporations, you have to have a strong, robust network, and you have to have other people introduce you to others. I mean, that's how a network works. And women don't like to trade on that. So we are, you're right, good at relationships. But we don't go the last little distance and trade on that and ask for help from others so that we get those connections.
All right. So the fall down is a little bit weak on asking for help. My guest is Catherine Heath, and her book is Break Your Own Rules. Catherine, let's come back to the methodology because your book is fascinating. You interviewed over 1,700 people in the course of writing these books. First of all, were all 1,700 women, or was it a combination of women and men?
It was probably half and half, men and women. And what we did was ask them, what's holding women back? And it was fascinating that they came back in these six buckets. They were pretty consistent. They weren't talking to each other, but they all said the same thing, that there were these six things that were holding women back. And we're not talking about women making large changes. We just want them to turn the clicker up on the remote just a couple of clicks. They don't have to go very far. Women are doing really well in the workplace, and we just want them to do a little better. And I've learned in life the only thing that I can control is how I react to things. And so we wrote this book to women so that they can look at the rules that are governing the thinking that they have in their heads and how that thinking might be blocking some behaviors that will help them be successful.
All right. And those six rules or those six findings that you have, women should take center stage, women should proceed until they're apprehended. I love that one. Women should project personal power. They should be politically savvy. We've talked about that. Women should play to win, and it's both and. They're dealing with ambiguity. So I guess, first of all, because you are a successful woman in your own career, Catherine, did you encounter any similar blockages in your own career on your way to the top? Which rules of those six really resonated with you on a personal level?
I think the proceed until apprehended has always resonated with me, because when we did the interviews, a lot of times women ask permission and they seek approval, and I did that. I would check in before I would take off. And what I realized is I was much more successful if I just empowered myself and moved forward and didn't wait. I was coaching a woman a few years ago, and she told me the story about how she'd missed a big opportunity to work on a client for a lawyer in her firm. And he sent out an email saying, would somebody come help him with this project? And she went and asked her boss if it was okay, and by the time he said sure, and by the time she got in there to tell her colleague that she could work on it, a guy had already come in and said he would do it, and she waited too long. She asked for permission, and she missed a big opportunity. And assignments are your resume, and you want to get the best assignments, the best projects. That's what builds your resume, and she missed out because she was like me and waited and asked permission.
All right, I love that. Proceed until apprehended. One that was interesting, again, a little bit baffling to me, Catherine, was number six. It's both and that refers to dealing with ambiguity. So first of all, talk to us, what does that sixth rule mean? And it surprised me because women are generally much better at men than dealing with ambiguity, are they not?
We don't know. I don't think so. I think that we all struggle with it. We want the world to be compartmentalized, and we want it to be black and white, and it's not. It's very gray, and we found many women saying it's all or nothing. Either I can do work and family, or I can't do it all. And what we know about leadership and great careers is the world is paradoxical, and it is gray, and the people who can wade into that and be comfortable with it are much more successful than the people who try to make it compartmentalized black and white. And we found this. People said she's got to roll with things. It's both and. It's not all or nothing. And it was very clear in our interviews. People said it over and over that this was something that was holding women back.
My guest is Catherine Heath, co-author of the book Break Your Own Rules, How to Change the Patterns of Thinking That Block Women's Paths to Power. And Catherine, in doing the research and talking to 1,700 different people, what surprised you the most as you talked to these women who are on, and all of these people, about getting to the top?
They want women to get to the top. People are very invested in helping women. And the thing that was most surprising is how consistent they are. I'm a researcher. And it was fascinating when we went to analyze the data that it wasn't a scattergram, it was six strong buckets. And that was easy to write the book because it just, we said, we've got to tell the story because it's so consistent from these people. They're all saying the same thing. Take center stage. Proceed until apprehended. Be politically savvy. They were saying it over and over again. And then we interviewed the book has interviews of top women like Anne Moore, CEO of Time Inc., and asked them what they thought was holding women back. And those stories are in here also.
All right. My guest is Catherine Heath. Catherine, I want to challenge you a little bit because your goal at FHHL is to have 30% of top corporate jobs in America filled by women over the next 10 years. Now, it seems to me that that goal ignores the fact that women are starting businesses at a much faster rate than men. According to American Express, women-owned businesses now account for 29% of all businesses in the United States. That's practically at your goal of 30% there. In 2009, female college graduates out-earned their male counterparts for the first time in history in this country. A third of the Supreme Court justices are now women. Women are gaining ground in all aspects of American life. So why do you think that 30% of corporate leadership is the magic number for women in corporate America, and aren't we practically there?
We're not practically there. Right now, Fortune 500 companies, there's only 13 CEOs. I believe with IBM it might cook it up to 14.
14, right.
And right now in top corporate America, top leadership jobs, only 17% women. You're right. We are making great strides. But I would have thought we would have been further by now. And we feel like the Supreme Court, when they're 30%, they're 9 justices and there are 3 now that are women. And they refer to them as justices, not as female justices. And that's what we want. We want it not to be an issue. There, it will change the conversation, like it has on the Supreme Court, as you mentioned, if 30% of the top leadership is women. And you cited all the research at the beginning of the show of what it does to return on equity, return on sales, when there are more women at the top. So we think it's good for the shareholders, not just for women.
All right. My guest is Catherine Heath. Catherine, I want to take it a step further, though. But as these large businesses merge or even go out of business, they're becoming more and more irrelevant or less relevant, depending on how you look at that. Aren't you proposing that women take leadership roles in a dwindling portion of the American business? Isn't where the excitement is in small business America today?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And I work for a female-owned businesses, and we've done very well. I think that's a great opportunity that women have been entrepreneurial and innovative and have started all these firms. So I think they can hopefully will grow them into big firms. And that's what our hope is. But we also think corporate America needs to have more women. And it would be good, as you and I both talked about earlier, if 30% were women.
My guest is Catherine Heath, co-author of the book Break Your Own Rules. Catherine, in what ways does the globalization of the job market for senior management positions threaten your stated goal of 30% of top positions filled by women?
I'm not sure it does. I think that women have been very successful at going and working in other countries, and I don't think that will make a difference. They're willing to take global assignments. Anybody you talk to these days and you said what makes a great career, one step is taking a global assignment, and many women are doing it. So I don't think that's going to hold women back in any way.
No, I didn't mean to suggest that it did. From the United States going out, it's very clear that anybody, any senior executive, gains from having overseas experience. I'm talking more about the challenge of filling senior leadership positions within our country at the top levels, and more people are being attracted from other countries. We're getting top leaders coming from India. We're getting top leaders, as we in the case of Pepsi-Cola. We're getting top leaders coming from Europe. We're getting top leaders coming from the Asian countries as well. And as these leaders become more global and as the talent pool globalizes, how does that challenge the 30%? Does it make it harder to achieve that goal? Does it make it easier to achieve that goal? Or does it impact it at all? What do you see as being the effect there?
I think it could have an impact. I think it could make it more challenging. But I think women are doing the graduates, top graduates of MBA schools. We're graduating a lot of women, law schools, accounting. Women are doing very well in the educational world, and I think as they begin filling the pipeline, that they will have a real advantage.
My guest is Catherine Heath, co-author of the book Break Your Own Rules, How to Change the Patterns of Thinking That Block Women's Paths to Power. Catherine, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Break Your Own Rules?
I want people to, women especially, to sit back and think about what is their thinking. What we know about leaders is they do not take time to reflect. We're so action-oriented and working our to-do lists and answering emails that they don't step back and reflect on how they're leading and what would make them more successful. And this book is a reflection, thinking about what you're doing. And we hope that women will read it and be freed up with things that are holding them back. And we'll feel successful if that happens.
All right. The book is Break Your Own Rules. My guest has been Catherine Heath. Catherine, if people want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can purchase the book on Amazon, but they can also, we have a website called breakyourownrulebook.com, and that leads them to our firm and tells them more about the book. So breakyourownrulebook.com.
Breakyourownrulebook.com. Catherine, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.